Good morning, brothers and sisters and dear friends.
弟兄姊妹们和朋友们早上好。
What a privilege to be able to come and share the word of God.
我们能够在这里一同来读神的话实在是一个非常的特权。
So we have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们天上的父我们感谢你。
Truly, it is your love that has called us together.
实在是你的爱把我们召聚在这里。
Thank you for the privilege of coming before you.
我们感谢你能够让我们来到你的面前。
Without fear, without trembling.
我们能够来到你的面前，毫无惧怕，毫无颤抖。
Truly, it is a privilege.
实在是一个极大的一个特权。
And thank you for your word.
我们也感谢你赐给我们的话。
Thank you for your desire to reveal yourself to us.
我们也感谢你因为你愿意将你的自己启示给我们。
We dare not take it for granted.
我们求你让我们不把这些当作平常。
May you speak to us this morning.
愿你今天早上向我们说话。
As we ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Peter. You know, last week the New South Wales Parliament had a very hot debate.
你们知道在上个礼拜在纽省这个 州政府里头有一个很大的一个辩论。
Almost the whole week was very hotly debating about the safe school policy in the state schools.
那这个辩论呢是围绕着那个在纽省的那个安全学校这个的计划。
Many of you have heard about the safe school policy.
也许你们有的人已经听说过这个安全学校这个计划。
The original motive was to anti-bully.
那这个原来的本意呢是就是反对那个在学校里面欺负同学。
So we all agree we shouldn't bully one another.
所以我们都同意在学校里面我们不应该有同学之间有欺负的。
So it was actually a federally funded program.
这个计划呢是联邦政府出钱。
But after a few years, it was discovered that it wasn't really all about anti-bullying.
但是过了几年之后呢，原来呢，人们发现这个计划呢，不是单单只是好像是反对同学之间欺负。
The main aim was to tell people that you are free to choose your gender.
那其实这个真正的这个目的呢，就是来告诉这些学生们，你可以自己来选择你的性别。
So.It is very dangerous.
所以呢，这是一件非常危险的事。
It is actually very scary.
是一件非常可怕的事。
I've mentioned before, you know, a child went home and told his mom that, you know, mom, next year, if I like, I can wear a dress to school.
你知道，我以前也说过，有的孩子可能回到家里面，男孩子回到家里面跟妈妈说，妈妈，如果明年我愿意的话，我可以穿裙子去学校。
Or I can choose whatever toilet I want to go to, male or female. Today male, tomorrow female.
我也可以选择去一个男厕所或者去一个女厕所。
And a few weeks ago in the Daily Telegraph.
几天前在那个澳洲日报上面。
The front page.
在那个首页。
I was so shocked to look at that.
当我看到这个新闻的时候，我非常的惊奇。
A child as little as 3 or 4 years old, doctors can perform transgender operation on the child.
一个三岁或者四岁的小孩，医生就可以给他做改性的手术。
How can that be possible?
那这个是怎么可能呢
？You know, if your child wants to go to an excursion, you still need a parental consent.
你知道当你的小孩要去学校参加学校的郊游的话他一定要有家长的同意签字的。
But now, a 3 or 4 years old, obviously, the parents could decide on that.
当然像这样一个小孩三岁或者四岁的小孩做改性的手术他的父母也是同意的。
So we are living in a very crooked world.
所以我们是住在一个悖逆的这个世界。
Truth,
真理
half truth,
一半真理
falsehood,
甚至是那个邪的。
How are we going to differentiate?
那我们怎么能够来区别这些呢
？You know the public school cannot even mention the word creations in the science lessons.
你知道现在在这个公共的在公办的学校里面，在他们的科学的教科书里面不可以提到创造。
I know a brother. He is a biology teacher. He was in trouble when he a Christian obviously, was trying to tell another way of thinking about sign, the origin of this world. He was being interviewed by the principal.
我知道有一位基督徒的一个老师，他是那个生物学的老师，他在讲课的时候想要引到说到关于那个创造的事，创造论的事，结果被那个校长叫去谈话。
You know, evolution was not a science.
进化论不是一个科学。
Wasn't even originally preached as science.
它一开始也并不是作为科学来教导人的。
It's called a theory.
只不过是一个理论而已。
A theory of possibility.
或者说是一个可能性。
But now it's being upheld as the science.
现在却被人认为这是一个科学。
It really like what we have heard, a lie told 1,000 times becomes a truth.
那就好像人们常常说一个谎言说1,000次的话就变成一个事实。
So we are living in a very evil world.
所以我们是住在一个非常邪恶的时代。
And that's why Paul told us in Ephesians.
所以保罗在以弗所书告诉我们，
We need to making the most of every opportunity.
就是我们要抓住任何的每一个的机会。
Why? Because the days are evil.
因为现今的世界邪恶。
Do you feel that?
你是不是有这样的感觉呢？
Do you know that this world is getting more and more towards ungodliness?
你是不是觉得这个世界越来越朝悖逆神的方向走去？
The trend promoted by the world is all about self.
那这个世界今天所推崇的，那就是自我。
How are we going to stand?
那我们怎样在这个世界上能够站立得住呢？
Is it possible?
是不是可能呢？
What are your children listening or receiving at school from the world?
你的孩子们在学校里面，他们所听到的是什么呢？
It is a serious issue.
这是一件非常严肃的事情。
So my aim, my topic this morning is how we are going to train our children to walk on the right path.
那今天早上我要跟大家分享的就是我们怎样来教导我们的孩子走在正路上面。
Proverbs 22:6,
在箴言书第22章
，Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
箴言书22章第6节那里说到，教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
How we are to train our children?
那我们怎样来教养我们的孩子呢？
It is an amazing verse here.
这是一件非常奇妙的经节。
Train a child,
教养孩童
in the way he should go,
使他走当行的路。
The amazing thing is when he is old, he will not turn from it.
那奇妙的就是到就是到老他也不偏离。
How can you train a child so that at the end he will not turn away from it?
你怎样来教养这个孩童使他到老都不偏离呢？
Of course, before I continue, we need to understand we are not promoting only a school of thought how to make your children better and better.
当然我要提醒的说我们不是在这里提倡怎么样子叫我们的孩子们变得更加好。
Even as we think of our descendants, our own children,
这是想到我们自己的孩子。
Let's be God-centered.
让我们能够以神为中心。
Let's view and from God's perspective.
让我们从神的那个角度来看。
Whatever we do is all for Jesus.
不管我们做什么都是为着耶稣。
This should be our motives and motivation.
那这应当是成为我们做任何事情的一个动机。
Indeed, Paul actually reminded us in 1 Timothy, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
保罗在提摩太前书3章第5节，第五节那里说到，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能管照神的教会呢？
So this should be our perspective.
那这应当是我们的一个出发点。
We pray for godly families.
我们要为神的这个我们要为这个神的这个家来祷告。
But it's not just for your own family.
不单是为自己的家。
We know that our families represent God's family.
我们都知道我们的家是反映了神的家。
This is our foundation.
这是我们的一个根基。
And this topic is for everyone indeed.
这个主题呢也是为每一个人的。
You may think, oh, I'm already a grandpa. gone past that stage.
你或许说我已经成为祖父了，我已经过了这个时期了。
I'm not even married. What's it to do with me?
也有人也许说我还没有结婚，这个跟我有什么关系呢？
Oh, I don't want to have a child. What is it to do with me?
也有人说我不要孩子，这个跟我有什么关系呢？
It's related to everyone.
这个主题是跟每一个人都有关系的。
You know, yesterday many of us went to the funeral of Sister Shelley.
昨天我们中间很多的人都参加了师养姊妹的安息聚会。
And we also heard how Frank and Shelley, they didn't have a child, and they also were hoping to do as much as possible to help the young people in the church.
我们也都知道，在那个追思礼拜上面，我们也都听到，就是师养姊妹和彰化弟兄他们自己是没有孩子。但是他们在教会中，他们愿意付出很多来帮助年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
So let's correct our attitude in regards to our child raising or parenting.
所以让我们首先来更正我们的这个端正我们的态度，就是在对待教养孩子的事上能够。
You know, in the book of Psalm, it says 127:3 says, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord; children are a reward from Him."
在诗篇第127篇第三节那里说到，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎也是他所给的赏赐。
You know, there are different translations. I think they are both right. Sons are heritage from the Lord, and also another translation is heritage of the Lord.
有在英语里面有不同的那个翻译就是一个是儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，还有另外一个解释是儿女是从耶和华来的。
So it's all one. It is a reward from Him. It is a gift from God.
换句话说，儿女是神所给的一个礼物。
But it also belong to the Lord.
那同时，儿女也是属于神的。
Do you have this feeling that even your children belong to God?
你有没有这样的一个的感觉，就是你的孩子们是属于神的
？It is a heritage from Him.A reward from him, but at the same time, they belong to the Lord.
是神所赐的，但是也是属于神的。
If that's the case, it is a very serious responsibility for us.
如果你有这样感觉的话，那这个对我们来说是一个很重大的一个责任。
It's no longer how I want my children to be, but how the Lord wants my children to be.
所以这不再是我要我的孩子成为怎样的人，乃是神要教他成为怎样的人。
We should always ask this question.
我们都应当一直的问这样的一个问题。
Do you want your child to be a good child or a godly child?
你要你的孩子是成为一个好孩子呢，还是成为一个敬畏神的孩子？
In the book of Malachi, God is telling us the reason of descendants.
在马拉基书那里，神告诉我们这个赐给我们这些孩儿女们的这个目的。
Has not the Lord made them one in flesh and spirit? They are His. And why one? Because He was seeking godly offspring.
在马拉基书第二章十五节那里说到，虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得全城的后裔。
I know this is a hard to understand a verse, especially the previous portion about.One flesh, one spirit.
我知道这一节经文也许是比较难理解，特别在前面是说到一个身体，一个灵。
But the aim we can clearly understand, God is seeking godly offspring.
那但是这个目的我们都知道，神的这个心愿就是他要寻找那些敬畏他的后裔。
So it's not just for your own entertainment.
所以儿女不是单单为着你自己的益处。
You know, when we were young, when I was young, we always heard the reason.To have children was to make sure when you are old, they will look after you.
我们知道，我们常常都会这样的感觉说，我们有孩子的目的就是为了养儿防老，既可防饥。
This is what I heard, right?
这是我们常常都听说的。
So the more, the better.
所以儿女越多越好。
Why? Because when you get old, you at least have more to support yourself.
所以当我们老了以后，我们就有很多的孩子们可以来照顾我们。
But the truth now is not the case anymore.
但是这个真理其实不是这个。
I heard it especially in China because of the one-child policy.
但是我知道，特别在中国有独生子女的政策。
So yes, when the child was young, six adults looking after the child,
是
boiling the child.
当这个孩子还小的时候，有六个成人、六个大人来照管这个孩子，宠坏他。
What happened when the child grow old?
当这孩子长大以后怎么样呢？
It's one to look after six then.
那他一个人要负照管六个人。
So how can that be?
那他怎么能够做得到呢？
So it's no longer a child in order to wait for them to look after you.
所以不再是养儿防老的事了。
And especially in China, because of the policy, you can foresee the future of the younger generation is going to be very hard.
所以特别是在中国，你知道这个独生子女的政策，我们现在就可以看到预见。在将来的话，这个要叫儿女们来照管年长的是很困难的事。
I heard that the middle-aged people now is still okay because the government still have the pension system to look after them.
我听说就是在中国，在大陆的中年人还可以，因为他们还是有政府给他们的一些的退休金来。
Or those already retired is still okay. You are fine. But looking forward in 10, 20 years, big trouble.
但是在十年、二十年以后，就会有很大的麻烦。
So we need to change our attitude.
所以我们要端正我们的态度，改变我们的态度。
And as I said, what is your aim towards God's family?
所以，怎样的就是说，这个神的家的这个目的是什么
？While you're raising your family, how concerned are you with God's family?
所以当你在这个负担起这个家庭责任的时候，你有多少是想到怎样的把这个家是成为一个敬畏神的家。
In the book of Haggai, God rebuked the Israelites.
在哈该书里面，神是责备了这些以色列人。
Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your panelled houses while this house remains a ruin?
在哈该书第一章第四节那里说到，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Do you onlybuild or wants to build your house, your paneled house, but you ignore the house of God.
你是不是只注意自己的家而忽略了神的家呢？
What is your vision regarding bearing the testimony for the Lord's sake?
所以 你有怎样的看见，就是怎样在你的家中为神来做这个见证。
When your children, you send them to school.
当你送你的孩子去学校的时候，
What is, instead, on top of having good education for them,
除了你让他们能够有一个好的教育，受一个好的教育，
What other motives do you have?
你还有什么其他的动机送他们去学校呢？
For Christians, I'm talking to Christians.
我现在所说的就是针对基督徒来说。
God has chosen us as light and salt to shine.And to be his vessel in this world.
神拣选了我们成为这个世上的盐和光。
And at the same time, if God has given you children,
同时神也给我们儿女。
Then God is using your family as a unit to shine for him.
所以神也用着你的这个家作为一个单元来为神发光。
In Philippians, Paul said, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation.In which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life.
在腓立比书第二章第十五节那里说到，腓立比书第二章第十五节，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖逆的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
But the more I think about this,
当我想到这些的时候，
the more I know we have a responsibility, a mission in this world.
我越想，我越感到我们在这个世上是有一个的使命的，也有一个责任。
We are truly living in a crooked and depraved generation.
我们是住在这个弯曲悖逆的世代。
If you do not stand firm.
如果我们不是站立得住的话
，very easily the world will swallow us.
很容易，这个世界就会把我们吞灭的。
As I prepare this talk,
当我在准备今天早上的信息的时候
，I was reading the book of Isaiah.
我在读那个以赛亚书
，and I was surprised to know that you know Isaiah, he's had a wife. He had a wife.
哦，以赛亚，我们都知道以赛亚他有妻子。
And the Bible mentioned Isaiah's wife as a prophetess.
他在圣经里面有说到以赛亚的妻子是一个女先知。
There aren't many mentioned prophetess in the Bible.
在圣经里面没有很多的女先知的。
One of them was Isaiah's wife.
那其中一个就是以赛亚的妻子。
And Isaiah had children.
以赛亚他有也有儿女。
If you look at Isaiah 8:18,
如果你看那个以赛亚书第八章第十八节的时候
，It says, "Here am I, and the children the Lord has given me. We were signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty who dwells on Mount Zion."
在十八节那里说到，看哪、啊，我与耶和华所给我的儿女，就是从住在锡安山万军之耶和华来的，在以色列中作为预兆和奇迹。
You know Isaiah and the wife.And the whole family, the children the Lord has given me, what did they do?
所以你看，这个以赛亚他的全家、他的妻子、他的儿女们，他们做什么呢
？We are the signs and symbols in Israel.
他们是在以色列中作为预兆和奇迹。
It's exactly like what Paul said in a depraved generation, they shine like stars.
那就好像保罗所说的。在这一个的悖逆的时代，他们好像明光照耀。
We are the signs, we are the symbols. Some translations, we are the also miraculous signs.
那在有些的翻译里面也说到是他们也是作为奇迹的。
So this is hard for a prophet.
那这个是对先知来说的。
So brothers, you may think, oh, I'm a Christian. I serve the Lord.
所以也许我们想啊，我们是基督徒，我们服侍主。
But in the Bible.This is a great example, not only Isaiah himself, but together with the whole family and the children the Lord has given him, they serve the generation.
所以在这里给我们看到一个很好的榜样，不是单单只是以赛亚，乃是他的全家，他们都在那里服侍，成为神的见证。
So brothers, do you have these really passions inside you?
所以你们有，我们有没有这一个的热情在我们的里头
？Especially I'm talking to fathers.
特别我要对那个做，我要对那些做父亲的说。
You know, fathers, you are the representative.
所以做对于做父亲的来说，你是一个代表。
God has called you.
神已经呼召了你。
To lead you and your families to shine for the Lord.
神也带你，也带你也要带你的全家为神来发光。
You cannot delegate to someone else.
你不能够把这个责任分配给其他的人。
Of course, I will come to that later. You have to be together with your wife, but you take the role.
当然，我会后面也会分享，你要跟你的妻子一同来做这个事，但是你是要为主的。
But you truly cannot abdicate. Oh, I'm not spiritual. I'm a new believer. I don't know the Bible. All sorts of excuses.
所以你不能够说啊，我不知道怎么样去做，我只不过是刚刚信主而已啊，我并不是很属灵，所有这些的借口都是没有理由的。
God has chosen you to be the head of the family.
神已经拣选了你成为这个家的这个头。
And wives, if you are listening,
做妻子的，如果你在听的话
，you also truly need to support your husband.
你也需要支持扶持你的丈夫。
In a godly way.
是在一个作为一个敬畏神的方面来说
So that your whole family can be like Isaiah, be signs and symbols in this generation.
以至于叫你的家能够好像以赛亚的那个家，以赛亚的家一样，做成为神的预兆和奇迹。
So how can we do that? How are we going to train our child?
那我们怎么样子做呢？我们怎么样子来教养我们的孩子呢
？Of course, it is a huge topic. We cannot cover in every detail.
当然这是一个很大的一个主题题目我们不能够概括所有的方面。
I believe the most important thing is fear God.
我觉得最重要的就是要敬畏神。
In Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
在箴言书第九章第十节那里说到敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端认识至圣者便是聪明。
Are you familiar with this Bible verse?
你是不是对这些圣经熟悉呢
？The beginning of wisdom.
就是智慧的开端。
We all want our child to be wise, and smart and clever.
我们都希望我们的孩子们有智慧、聪明。
Do you?
你是不是这样想的呢
？But where is wisdom?
但是智慧在哪里呢
？Where is understanding?
他的知识在哪里呢
？Remember the fear of the Lord.
要记得就是敬畏耶和华。
If you can develop this fear of the Lord in your life, the life of your child,
如果你能够在你的孩子中间能够树立起这一个的意念，就是敬畏耶和华
，You are halfway there.
那你就已经完成了一半了。
I thank God for my godly parents.
我感谢神为着我那敬畏我有那敬畏神的父母。
Even though they didn't have much teaching on me regarding the Bible.
虽然他们没有教我很多圣经的道理。
But at least since I was young, I knew that God was there.
但是至少在我很年幼的时候，我就知道神在那里。
And they gave me a godly environment.
他们给我一个敬畏神的一个环境。
I still remember a few incidents.
我仍然记得一些的事。
I remember once, I just came back from school. I was in primary.
我记得当我还在读小学的时候，有一天我回到家里面。
To my surprise, my mom wasn't home, but my daddy was home.
我很惊奇的发现我的妈妈不在家里面，但是我的爸爸在家。
Because normally mom would be home and dad would be out to work.
通常的来说是妈妈在家，爸爸在外面工作。
And my mom was in hospital.
我的妈妈在医院里面的是。
And so my dad asked all the children, let's kneel and pray.
所以我的父亲就叫所有的孩子一起跪下来祷告。
It's very deeply impressed in me.
这件事对我留下一个很深的印象。
And another thing is, you know, my dad when he was old, he every day needed to take few medicines.
另外一件事就是当我的父亲年纪很大的时候，他每天都需要吃很多的药。
You know, this is the first time I ever met. Every time before he would take medicine, he would give grace.
就是每一次当他在这个吃药之前呢，他都要感谢神的。
He thank God for the medicine.
他为神给的这个药，他感谢神。
Do you know when you take medicine, you always complain?
你知道我们很多的时候，我们吃药的时候，我们就抱怨了。
Oh, it's bitter, it's so many. How big a tablet I can't swallow. All sorts of grudges.
我们说这些药很苦啊，这个药太大，我吞不下去。
But he thank God for the medicine that is helping his health.
但是他却为着这些药感谢神，能够帮助他治疗他的。
I think that left a very deep impression on me.
所以这件事对我也留下一个很深的印象。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
就是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
You know our path will be different.
你知道我们每个人所走的路是不一样的。
The path you have planned for your children will most likely be different from what actually will turn out.
你为你的孩子们所预备的他们的将来。或许事实上最终他们所有的这个将来跟你所计划的是不一样的。
Would you agree with me?
你是不是同意我的说法?
So they may not necessarily follow your designated path.
他们并不孩子们不一定会照着你为他们所计划的来走。
But the important thing is what you have imparted in them, in their hearts.
但是重要的就是你所分享给他们的能够留在他们心的里面。
Many friends have asked me,
很多的朋友们都问我
what are your children doing?
你的孩子们在做什么?
When I tell them what they are studying,
我就告诉他们他们在读什么。
They were also so regretfully telling me, oh, why don't you ask them to do dentistry? Or why don't you just...
所以他们就好像很遗憾地说你为什么不叫他们去学牙医呢?
And then you can pass everything to them.
所以你就如果他们学牙医的话你就可以把你所有的一切都传给他们。
They feel sorry for me.
他们好像为我感到非常的遗憾。
Yes, I feel sorry for myself.
是的，我自己也觉得好像非常遗憾。
I would love to.
我真的很愿意把我这个牙医的技术传给他们。
All the skills I've learned.
我所有学到的这些技术。
Just pass on to them.
所以就能够都传给他们。
But you can't force them, can you?
但是你不能够勉强他们这样做。
So that's not exactly what we are going to pass to our children.
所以这个不是我们能够传给孩子的。
But the fear of the Lord truly is the beginning of wisdom.
但是敬畏耶和华实在是智慧的开端。
Don't be scared, don't be fooled that, oh, if you fear the Lord, then you will suffer loss.
不要好像有这样的错误的感觉说如果你敬畏耶和华的话，那你就会有损失了，那你就会有要受害了。
People have this misconception.
很多的时候人有这样的误解。
Christians can be stupid and foolish.
好像基督徒是愚蠢的人。
Absolutely not true.
其实不是这样的。
Christians are very smart people.
基督徒是非常有智慧的一般人。
Why? Because we have the source of all wisdom and understanding with us.
因为我们在我们的里面有这样的一个源头，就是所有一切智慧能力的源头。
Not to mention there was many, many, like very clever Christians in the past, scientists, inventors.
当然我们也知道不用说了在基督徒当中也有很多很出名的科学家等等。
God, the source of all wisdom and understanding is behind us.
神那就是所有一切智慧的源头在我们的里头。
And he will guide our path.
他会指引我们的路。
Not necessarily your path, but it's the best path.
不一定是照着你所要的来指引你，乃是为你所预备最好的路来为你预备的。
But still practically, how we are going to help our children?
但实际上来说，我们怎样的能够来帮助我们的孩子们呢？
The Old Testament Isaiah also gives us some help.
在旧约以赛亚书也给我们看见一些的真理。
Chapter 8:20.
在以赛亚书第八章第二十节。
To the Lord and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn.
人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，就必不得见晨光。
Here, the Lord told through Isaiah, His word, His Lord, and His testimony should be the standard to your children.
在这里，神借着以赛亚告诉我们，神的话，神的标准，应该是成为我们的标准。
His word, basically.
他的话。
And we should teach and train according to this word.God's word.
我们应当教养我们的孩子，以神的话来教养他们。
I can tell you, all the theories in this world change.
我可以告诉你，在这个地上，所有一切的理论都会有改变的。
Even many so-called findings and can be revised and even refuted.
甚至于有一些的人，他能够他所发现的一些的东西，最后可能也许会被人家给推翻了。
But God's word will stand forever.
但是神的话要存到永远。
Do you believe in that?
你是不是相信这个呢？
Are you convicted that only the word of God has been tested 7 times into the purest?
但你的心中是不是有这样的一个确据，就是只有神的话是经过完全的试炼的？
And if that's the case, how much time have you spent in the word of God?
如果你也是这样有这样的一个确信的话，那你在神的话语上面花了多少的时间？
How familiar are you with the word of God?
你对神的话有多少的熟悉呢？
Or do you leave the teachings of the word of God just to the Sunday school teachers?
还是你就是把这些神教导神的话留给主日学的老师们，由他们来做？
I can assure you,
我可以这样的肯定的说，
throughout the week,
在整个一个星期当中，
if there's only 1.5 hours, assuming Sunday school 1.5 hours, they are fully concentrated.
如果在这一个礼拜当中只有一个半小时，假设这个主日学这一个半小时都是在那里教导孩子们，
your children are exposed to the word of God only that short period of time.
如果你的孩子们只是在一个半小时来读神的话的话，
it is impossible for them to be grounded in the word of God.
那对他们来说是完全没有可能能够站在神话语的根基上面。
Not to mention sometimes they will just muck around, they are not concentrating, they are sick or whatnot.
所以也不用说，有的时候在主日学里面，有的小孩子还不能够完全的集中他们的思想的。
So what principles will you be adopting?
所以你会采用怎么样的一个原则呢？
Paul says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.Father, yeah.
保罗在以弗所书第六章第四节那里说道，
Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
就是照着主的教训警戒和养育他们。
According to the Lord.
照着主的教训。
You know, if notthen the world will give all sorts of concepts into their mind.
如果我们不是照着主的教训来警戒养育他们的话，那这个世界就会把他们所有的一切都灌注在孩子心中。
Another very familiar verse regarding the Bible.
另外一节非常熟悉的圣经是讲到经文是讲到圣经的。
Second Timothy 3:16.
那就是提摩太后书三章十六节。
What is God's scripture about?
那就是神的这个。经文是什么呢？
All scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness.
就是圣经都是神所默示的，与教训 督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Are you aware of that?
你是不是知道有这样的经文呢？
Teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training.
教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。
I find that we now living in this modern age, we truly have no excuses not to be familiar with the Word of God.
在我们现在这个好像很先进的这个世代，我们真的没有任何的理由说我们对神的话是不熟悉的。
How many Bible do you have?
你有几本圣经？
Physical Bible.
就是这个圣经的这个书。
Digital Bible.
还有那个电子版本的圣经。
How many versions do you have?
有不同版本的圣经。
Do you have internet?
你有互联网吗？
How much time have you spent in the Word of God?
你在读神的话上花了多少的时间？
Allow the Holy Spirit to teach yourself, teach you,rebuke you, correct you, and train you in righteousness.
你有多少的时间是让这个圣灵在你的里头能够来教导你，来警戒你呢？
Is the word of God life to you?
对，神的话对你来说是不是活的？
Are you yourself rely on Sunday, someone sharing the word of God with you, and that's it?
还是你只是依赖于每一个主日来到这里听别人来分享神的话，那就够了。
In the Old Testament, it was very clear that how God wants His people to pass on His law, His decrees to the next generation.
在旧约里头，很清楚的让我们看见，神是怎样愿意要把他的话、他的一切的教导传到百姓当中。
Especially in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6.
特别在申命记第六章里
，He had said.These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
在申命记第六章第一节那里说到，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。
Now, please pay attention. He had said, all the commands, decrees, and laws directed me to teach you to observe.
在这里我们要注意的就是那里说到神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章。
So we need to teach people to observe.
所以我们要教导人来遵守神的话。
We need to teach our children about the word of God.
我们要教导我们的孩子关于用神的话。
You know, if you don't teach, they won't learn.
如果你不教他们的话，他们就不会学的。
Especially for children.
特别是孩子
they are like a sponge, they will absorb everything you teach them.
孩子们他们好像是一块海绵，他们能够吸收所有的东西。
Teach them slowly, teach them according to what they can understand.
慢慢的教他们，乃是照着神的话，神的律来教育他们。
So like a formal teaching, properly tell them the reasons, the principles.
好像一个很正规的教育来告诉他们为什么要这样做，为什么要读这样读神的话。
And then from the same chapter, chapter 6, verse 7.
在同一章里头第七节那里说到。
It says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up.
那说到也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Now this is another aspect.
这是另外一个方面。
On top of you actually teach them, explain things to them.
就是在你教他们、解释给他们听的时候
，you need to impress them.
你能够让他们有这样的一个印象。
What is to impress people?
那你要给他们有什么样的印象呢？为什么目的呢
？How do you impress people?
你怎样使人给人能够留下一个印象
？You know, impression is often not your word.
我们知道这个印象呢，这个字不是单单是你的字。
It's your whole being.
这是你整个一个人。
It's how you conduct your lives.
那就是你怎样行事为人。
And then it's just talk about them.
所以你要跟他们谈论。
When you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
你坐在家里，你行在路上，躺下起来。
You know, I understand time is a great concern in modern days.
我知道在现今的时代，时间对每一个人来说都是非常的宝贵和有限的。
We are all busy.
我们每一个人都非常的忙碌。
Old people busy, young people busy, little child busy.
年长的忙碌，中年的忙碌，年轻的也忙碌。
Or you may have an excuse, I don't know how to teach my children. I'm not a teacher.
你或许说啊，我不知道怎样的教我的孩子们，因为我不是老师，我不是做老师的。
So these verses even tell us, you don't only rely on teaching, but you still need to impress them.
在第七节那里所告诉我们的，你不是单单只是依赖于教他们，你乃是要给他们有这样的一个印象。
Talk about the word of God.
你要跟他们谈论神的话。
I remember years ago when my oldest son was, just we have a casual talk.
我记得 很多年之前我跟我的儿子有一个很随意的一个交谈。
We were talking about, what subject to choose and what is going to happen in the future.
我们说到就是、他读书应该读什么课，然后将来应该会怎么样。
So obviously it's not a formal teaching that time.
当然这个在那时候不是一个、正式的一个 教育。
You know, parents, as parents, we always need to be prepared.
我们知道我们做父母，做父母的我们随时 随时随地都要准备好。
You just don't know when this opportunity would come.
因为 你不知道什么时候这个机会就会来了。
An opportunity for you to impress your children godly principles. Or if you are not prepared, you just let it slip.
那这个机会就是，这个机会就是让你能够给孩子留下这一个的印象，一个敬畏神的这个印象。
We are talking about, well, he asked a lot of questions and then I share with him and I share my story with him.
所以他问我很多的问题，我也跟他分享，我也跟他分享了我自己的故事。
I share my story, why I would choose dentistry.
我就跟他分享为什么我选当时选择读这个牙科。
I told you, I've never imagined I would be a dentist.
我跟他说，我那个时候，我以前从来都没有想到，我有一天会成为牙医。
And then I shared with him how God has guided me and showed me my path.
所以我也跟他分享神怎样的带领我，让我看见神所为我预备的路。
And then we came to a conclusion.
然后我们好像就有这一个的结论。
And even now, whenever I mention these words, he would remember.
所以即使现在每一次当我说到这个提到这个字的时候他都会记得。
It's all the way my Savior leads me.
那就是一路我们救主引领。
And I was able to recite the song to him when I was sharing with him.
所以当我在跟他分享我这个故事的时候我能够把这首诗歌背出来给他。
And he was very impressed.
所以 他给他留下很深的印象。
All the way my Savior leads me.
一路我们救主引领。
What have I to ask beside?
我还有什么可求的呢？
Can I doubt his tender mercy?
我还能够怀疑，难道我还能够怀疑他的那个慈爱吗？
Who through life has been my guide?
谁是我一生的那个引路人呢？
You can check it out.
你可以查一查这个诗歌。
And that was like a casual talk originally.
那个时候一开始只是一个很随意的交谈而已。
You know, of course, when your children are younger,
对，当你的孩子还小的时候，年幼的时候，
I would advise you use every opportunity to talk.And to engage and to connect.
你应当跟你的孩子、有保持有非常、紧密的这些沟通、成为生活的一部分。
You don't need to buy teaching material to train your children.
你不需要，你不一定需要去买一些的、教材、书本来教育你的孩子。
When it rains, you can use the rain to teach about God.
当下雨的时候，你可以用这个下雨。来跟你的孩子教导你的孩子神的话。
I remember once I was walking and then he was asking about time and then I look at my watch.
所以我记得有一次我们在走路的时候他就问我什么时候了我就看了我的手表。
And I used the watch to explain to him about obviously a bit of signs and about God's creation.
所以我也用这个机会就是讲到这个手表的时候我就跟他也说到就是神的创造。
And that's what it means here. When you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
这个就是在《生命记》第六章第七节那里说到，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
Especially it says here, when you lie down.
特别说到躺下。
You know, especially for younger children.
特别是对年幼的孩子来说。
You know, before they go to bed, they always want a hug or some sort of personal.Story or reflection.
所以当孩子还很小的时候，他们睡觉之前，他们都希望跟父母有一些拥抱，然后跟父母要稍微讲一个故事给他们听。
After the whole day of busy work, your busy day and his or her busy day.
在忙碌了一天之后。
How do you unwind? How do you unwind yourself?
所以你怎样的能够来好像给他说呢？
Before they go to sleep.
在他们睡觉之前。
Do they sleep with all the anxieties about the day work?
他们是不是带着他们一天的这些焦虑睡觉呢？
Have you been telling them?
还是你有没有告诉他们？
You spend a bit of time praying with them.
你有没有花一点的时间跟他们一同祷告？
Or just go to bed, sleep, don't bother me.
或者你还是你跟他说啊，你快去睡觉吧，不要再烦我。
Or shut up, I'm too busy, I need to do.
或者你说啊，你不要再说了，我很忙很忙。
Seriously, if you do that.
非常严肃地说，如果你这样做的话，
What impression are you giving your children?
那你会给你的孩子留下什么的印象呢？
You may teach them, don't worry about tomorrow.
你也许告诉你，也许教育他，教导他们说，不要为明天忧虑。
But you are giving the impression that you are actually very worried about tomorrow.
但是你所做的却给他们留下一个印象，就是你自己为着明天是非常忧虑的。
I remember once my daughter, was in year five.
我记得当我的有一次当我的女儿还是在读小学五年级的时候。
You know, in here in public school, they have the school captain in year six.
知道我们知道在公众学校里面，公共学校里面，国家公办的学校里面，在六年级他们就有学校的那个学生中间的那个队长。
And she was talking with the family already before.
在之前她就跟我们在家里面说起。
Whether she should put herself as a possible candidate.
就是她是不是应该把自己放进去作为一个学生队长的一个候选人。
She's well liked by her peers.
她在同学当中很受欢迎的。
But she wasn't sure whether it's the right thing to do or for Christian or is it for what?
但是她并不是很清楚就是她是不是应该把自己的名字放进去作
为候选人。And I've observed it's been few nights.
所以我就观察了有几个晚上。
So once I knew that it was troubling her actually.
所以当时我知道这件事情就是在她的心中成为一个烦恼。
I know that on one hand, she would be willing to try and put herself up at the name.
我知道从一方面来说，她会愿意把自己的名字放进去作为候选人。
But of course, of every child, like what about if I failed or?Is it just my pride or like vain glory? I know this has been bothering her.
当然我也知道在她的心中，在孩子们的心中，他们也许想，如果我把我的名字放进去了，如果我没有被选上，那我会怎么样呢？或者说他们会想，我是不是把名字放进去的话，就说明我自己有骄傲呢？为着自己骄傲呢？
How do you differentiate pride and achievement?
所以你怎么样子能够来区别这个骄傲和成就。
Can Christian aim at something very difficult to achieve?
所以作为基督徒来说，我们可不可以就是说有一个目标，就是能够做到一些非常有成就的事。
So again, it's time. It's a test for myself. How I'm going to counsel my daughter.
所以这个那个时候对我来说也是一个挑战，我怎样的能够来引导她。
I know many, unfortunately, parents since the child was young, they always want to promote, you can do it, you can do it, just go and do it.
我们知道在这里很多的家长在孩子很小的时候，他们就一直鼓励他们说，你可以做的，你行的，你没有问题的。
And just do whatever you can, just go to fight and disregard others' feeling, all sorts of promoting your self-esteem.
所以很多的都是鼓励你的孩子们在这里，很多的就是鼓励你的孩子们不要管任何的事情，只要达到你自己的目的，你能够做的。
I was very scared to only promote this aspect for my child.
所以我很担心我好像会在这个方面来鼓励我的孩子。
You know, the trend, the world trend is always your ego, your self-esteem is the most important thing.
知道这个世界上常常鼓励的就是自我和自信。
Of course, I'm not saying bad about it.
我并不是说这些是坏事。
But at the same time, we cannot ignore.It is always under God's guidance.
但是在另一方面，我们也不能够忽略，所有一切都是在神的管理底下。
So we had a good talk.
所以我们有一个很好的交通。
And I told her.
我就告诉他
Why didn't we pray about it?
为什么我们不祷告为这个事情祷告呢
If that's been in your heart for a while,
如果这个已经在你心中有一定一段时间了
Let's pray.
那让我们来祷告
And if the Lord gives you peace,
如果神给你平安
you just commit the whole thing to the Lord.
你就把这件事交给神
And knowing that if it is the Lord's will,
知道说如果是神的旨意的话
pray for him to guide you.
那就是你要向神祷告，要神来引导你。
And if you really would be elected as a school captain, do it most properly and most godly.
那如果你真的是被选上作为学生的这个队长的话，那你需要做得好，而且你要以敬畏神的态度来做。
And you give glory to God.
你要把荣耀归给神。
And we pray together.
所以我们就一起祷告。
She slept well.
她以后祷告的时候，她就睡得很好。
And the following day, she just submitted her application. The name, basically.
所以第二天他就把自己的名字放进去作为候选人之一。
At the end, praise the Lord, she was elected as school captain.
所以最后他就是也感谢主他被选上成为学生的代表。
It was a great experience for her.
这对他来说是一个很好的经历。
Not just able to achieve something, but the process of considering pros and cons.
所以不单单是他的所得着的而乃是在这个过程当中他所经历的。
And this is what I meant, how we are to impress our children.
那这个就是我说我们怎么样子能够给孩子留下一个印象。
You know, even when Paul was writing to Timothy,
当保罗在写给提摩太写提摩太书信的时候
of course we know Paul was very doctrinally sound.
我们知道保罗是一个在真理上面教导非常清楚的人。
From all his letters, we learn so much about the truth of God.
让我们真是学到很多关于神的真理。
But you know, as On a personal basis,
但是从人个人的角度来说
in the book of 2 Timothy 3:10,
在提摩太后书第三章第十节
Paul says, you, however, know all about my teaching.
保罗说但你已经服从了我的教训
He didn't stop there.
他并没有停在这里
My way of life,
品行
my purpose,
志向
faith, patience, love, endurance.
信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐
So not just the teaching,
不单单只是教导
But my way of life
乃是他个人的品行
My purpose
他的志向
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
What is your way of life?
你的生活是怎样的
Monday to Saturday
礼拜一到礼拜六
What is your purpose of life?
你在礼拜一从礼拜一到礼拜六你生活的目的是什么
And often when our childare very young, you can just tell them what to do.
当孩子很小的时候，也许你可以告诉他们怎么应当怎么做。
But as they get older,
但是当他们长大之后
your purpose and your way of life will impart them.
你的这个品行，你的这个志向会对他们产生影响。
Very similar verse in 1 Corinthians 4:17.
一些非常相似的经文。是在哥林多前书第四章第十七节。
For this reason, I'm sending you to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church.
因此我已经打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱的，有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事。在各处教会中怎样教导的
Another translation in Chinese is like how I walk and how I teach. But the English is more, my way of life agrees with what I teach.
那在英语的里面就是说我的生活我是怎样生活的与我所教导的是一致的相符的
And you can check it out. Basically, Paul was telling you can check it out.
其实保罗在这里说你们可以去查一查
Agrees with my teaching.
就是我的生活是与我所传的是相符的。
This is serious for all of us.
这对我们每一个人来说都是一件非常严肃的事。
You know your family members, your close wife and children, they know you the best.
你知道，就是你的家庭成员跟你最接近的人、最亲密的人，那就是你的妻子或者你的丈夫或者你的孩子们。
There's no hypocrisy.
在家里面，你没有什么是可以假冒为善的。
Do you agree with me?
你同意我这样说吗?
Can you pretend to be spiritual at home?
你们能不能够在家里假装好像是 很属灵的呢？
Will they listen to you when you pretend to be very spiritual?
当你假装很属灵的时候，他们是不是会听你呢？
Can't.
不能够的。
Is it truly agreeable? Your way of life, your teaching.
那就是 你的生活的方式跟你的教导是不是相符合的呢？一致的呢？
You know, we always recommend husband and wife pray together.
我们你知道我们常常都说丈夫和妻子应当一同祷告。
But I remember I heard like from a wife, I just cannot pray with you.
我也听到有的时候姊妹们说我不能够跟我的丈夫一同祷告。
It's so untrue.
因为这个这样的不真实。
It's almost fake.
好像是假装的。
It's a great reminder, especially for brothers.
这个对做弟兄的来说是一个很大的一个提醒。
I thank the Lord for a very loving and supportive wife.
我感谢主为我预备有一个非常爱我也是非常扶持我的妻子。
Often she would remind me of what my shortcoming has been.
很多的时候她都会提醒我我的短处我的缺点在哪里。
It's not pleasant.
当我听到这些话的时候并不是很不是很愿意听到的话。
But it's very beneficial.
但是却是对我非常有益处的话。
And brothers, let me admonish or let me encourage you.
弟兄们让我能够来鼓励你们。
God has given wives a different sensitivity.
神给做妻子的有不同的这种敏感度。
Very often, their sensitivity will be exactly what we need to learn and understand.
其实很多的时候他们所感到很敏锐的很敏感的事其实是我们也应当学的。
You know, first hearing, we just want to brush it off.
有时候我们第一次常常我们第一次刚刚听到妻子们跟我们说这些话的时候我们一开始好像就是给他糊弄过去了。
But the more if you are humble enough to listen and to think about it, you will notice it's really helpful.
但是当你真的能够如果能够谦卑下来能够来仔细听的话你真会觉得是很有益处的。
It's actually not from my word. I remember years ago when I wasSomething wrong with my stomach. I went to see a doctor, a specialist.
这不是单单只是我自己的话。几年前，我的胃不舒服，我就去看一个专科医生。
And then she asked about what do you do for hobby.
她就问我说，你的爱好是什么？你的爱好是什么？兴趣爱好是什么？
How do you spend your time?
你怎样的花在业余时间？你怎么样度过你的业余的时间？
I was shocked. I was just didn't know how to answer him.
我听了以后，我不知道怎么样子回答他。
I was like thinking, oh, I don't even have time to play or no time to rest. I'm so busy.
我好像觉得说我根本都没有时间来做我的爱好的事情。我每天都这么忙。
And the doctor told me.
所以这医生就告诉我。
Ask your wife.
他说你要问你的太太。
She knows better.
他说他。比你知道的更好更多。
I was so shocked and feel embarrassed. Like, I'm not sure he's a Christian or not, but even he would told me, you know, she knows better.
所以我很吃惊的，我也觉得有一些难为情的，因为他跟好像他我也不知道他是不是基督徒，他竟然能够说你的妻子知道你更多。
And is very wise.
是非常是蛮有智慧的。
And I believe God has put husband and wife together.
我相信神把丈夫和妻子放在一起。
You know, to be complementary.
说互相的扶持。
If we are humble enough to listen.
如果我们能够谦卑下来听的话。
I often feel it's like, you know, these two hands, the fingers.
我常常觉得好像我们两个手指。
If you combine them neatly, they will form a very strong bond.
如果你把它们连在一起，的话，他们就是能够组成一个非常有力的一个的结合在一起。
But if you miss and you allow the finger just to point and fight with one another,
但是如果你只是手指对手指对在一起的话，互相来争斗的话
，you will only damage yourself, hurt yourself.
那你只是会给自己造成伤害。
But in order to do that, in order to be complementary, you all need to be humble.
所以为着要能够互相的彼此的来扶持的话我们都需要谦卑。
Well, as far as children parenting is concerned.
所以就做做父母的来说，
every family is different.
每一个家庭都不一样。
But one thing we have learned.
但是我们学到一件事，一个功课。
In all circumstances.
在任何的情形下面，
major or minor.
不管是大是小的，
we can always pray.
我们总能够一起祷告。
We can always ask for wisdom.
我们总能够来求智慧。
In the book of James, chapter 1:5.
在雅各书第一章第五节那里说到，
If anyone, any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求。
Who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Do you have difficulties in looking after and raising your children?
你是不是觉得来抚养教养孩子很困难。
When it comes to crisis, what would you do?
当有这个危机发生的时候，你怎么做呢？
If you think you lack wisdom,
如果你觉得你缺少智慧，
ask.
你要求。
Ask God.
要求神。
He will show you.
他能够给你看到。
There's no one hard and fast rule.
这个没有一个其他的捷径。
A few important things I would like to mention.
有几件比较重要的事我愿意提醒大家。
First of all, husband and wife, be on the same page.
那首先呢就是丈夫和妻子要在同一个的根基上面。
Do not, before your children, allow them to know that you are different.
特别在你的孩子们的面前不让他们觉得你们有不同的。
I heard of a story.
我听说有这样一个故事。
You know, a child was, having big trouble breaking things.
这个孩子打碎了一件东西。
And mom would tell the child.
这个做妈妈的会跟孩子说，
Let's wait daddy to come and you will know how angry he would be.
所以让我们等你父亲回来，你就会知道他会怎样的生气。
And the child told the mom.
所以这个孩子就告诉母亲说，
Dad already knows.
他说父亲已经知道了。
So mom was trying to shed.Or push the responsibility to the father.
所以其实那个母亲她是想把这个责任推卸到父亲身上。
Our father actually saying the same thing the child said. The child said, he asked me to come to you.
所以这个孩子呢，其实这个父亲呢也是想把他的责任推卸到做妻他孩子的妈妈的身上，因为这个孩子跟他说，其实是爸爸叫我到你这里来告诉你的。
So if the child perceives two different standards.
如果这个孩子看到有两个不同的标准，
How is he going to pick?
那他怎么样子来选呢？
And this is actually for me as husband, it's a cross for me.
这个对我来说做丈夫的好像是一个十字架。
I don't know about you, I would like to often let things go.
我不知道你们怎么样，我常常都会觉得很多的事对我来说是很不在意的，我就会让他们就这样过去了。
But I knew it's not true, it's not right.
但是我知道很多的时候这也许不是对的方法。
Especially when the children were young.
特别当孩子们还小的时候。
We really paid an effort, my wife and I, to make sure that there's only one rule, one standard.
所以我的妻子跟我们就是说在这个家中只有一个的标准，只有一个的规矩。
And also we never allowed our anger to just burst out.
所以我们也不会让我们自己的这个随意的发脾气。
Of course, teaching child often involves discipline.
当然，我们教养孩子也牵涉到就是责备。
But discipline is not the time for you to just burst out your anger, relieve your hatred.
就管教，这个当然管教孩子也不是你发泄你的这个愤怒的这个机会。
It is exactly when you want to release your anger.Towards your children, you need to calm down.
所以当你有觉得你要好像要向孩子发脾气的时候，你是应当冷静下来。
Especially if you speak something harshly, it can hurt your child for life.
特别当你如果说一些非常刻薄的话，向你的孩子说很刻薄的话，这会影响他们的一生。
If you once told you are useless, you are rubbish, then it will be very, very hurtful.
如果你跟你的孩子说你是没有用的人，你是好像垃圾一样，这个对你的孩子会造成很大的影响。
You know, in Cantonese, there's always a word when we were young, right? You're so bad. The mom said, "You are so bad. I rather would have given birth to a char siu."
广东话里面说，特别做母亲的说，你这么坏，这么没有用，我宁愿生一个叉烧。
That means
猪肉。
It's very popular this word. Like it was trying to tell the children, "I've done so bad, but you know what? He really thinks I'm worse than a char siu." Then what sort of identity you are imparting on him?
所以其实虽然说好像是发脾气的时候说的话，但是如果这个孩子真的听到这样的话，他觉得他自己连一块猪肉叉烧都不如的话，那会在他心中产生什么样的后果？
And how can you teach him down the track you are created in the image of God?
那以后你怎么样子能够来教导他说你是照着神的形象造的？
Just cannot.
你根本就不能够这样的来教导他了。
So husbands or wives, we need to control our temper.
所以做丈夫的和妻子的，我们都需要慎重，不要随意发脾气。
Be mindful of our words.
也对我们所说的话要非常的小心。
In order to bring them in a godly manner.
为做是要把孩子们带到神的面前，让他们有一个敬畏神的心。
Other thing is we need to develop good habits.
另外一件事就是我们应当培养孩子们有一个好的一个习惯。
Habits is hard to develop.
这个习惯呢是不很难来培养成的。
But once it's developed, it's also hard to get rid of.
但是呢，一旦养成了以后，也很难改的。
So we need to really spend good efforts to develop and cultivate good habits.
所以我们应当真的要注重，就是培养他们，也要抚育这一个好的习惯。
And not just develop mechanically some habits, but cultivate the compassion, the feeling about things.
不是单单好像很机械的培养一些的习惯，乃是就是有一个的培育。
Now even to mention about cultivating compassion for other people in need, it is very important for a child.
举个例子来说，好像是怎样的来培育孩子们。让他们知道，就是说对别人要有一个同情心，一个怜悯的心。
Have you been doing that?
你是不是有做这样的事？
I can tell you this is so crucial in a child development.
这个对一个孩子的成长来说是非常重要的。
If all in your mind is all about business.
如果在你的头脑里面所想的都是事业、生意。
Or gain, exchange.
或者你是交换，或者说是要有得着。
You know, this world is promoting money exchange.
你知道在这个世界是在鼓励或者推崇这个金钱的交易。
Or exchange of goods and services.
或者是金钱跟服务之间的交易。
We very easily ignore the important development or cultivation needed for compassion, for kindness, for gentleness.
所以很少就是忽略了就是培育就是人与人之间的互相的同情和怜悯。
What would happen, imagine, if a child never had this compassion developed in him?
如果你想一下的话，如果这个孩子一直在他的心里面从来都没有这样要怜悯同情别人心的话，会是怎样的一个情形？
Would you expect him to be compassionate to you when you are old?
所以你是不是能够，如果他一直都没有同情别人心的话，你是不是能够期待当你年老的时候，他也会对你有这个同情心？
I thank the Lord, my son somehow he really loves to sponsor children.
我感谢主，我的儿子他很喜欢就是资助别的孩子们。
He's not here, so I can say.
他不在这里，所以我可以说。
He's quite proud of himself. He told us like, "These are my children."
他很自豪的告诉我们说，这些是我的孩子。
You know, in the fridge, there are so many pictures there.
在这个冰箱上面贴了很多的照片。
And once, every night he will give us an update.
对，每个晚上他都会给我们一些新的消息。
You know the name is very hard to pronounce from Africa.
一些的孩子们是非洲的孩子们，他的名字是很难读出来。
But he will share, this is how he's going. He's finishing primary.
他就会跟我们说，这个孩子他已经读完了小学了。
And then once he has finished the sponsorship on him has finished. Now they are giving me another child.
他说这个孩子呢，他已经完成了他的任务，就是。资助这个孩子的任务，但是呢，他们又给他另外一个孩子。
I thank God, this I can't force him. I can't force him. You need to use your pocket money. How much to sponsor a child? You can't do that.
我感谢主，因为我不能够规定他说啊，你应该花多少钱，用你自己的钱来资助这些孩子们。
Yeah. Of course, most of these gentle teaching and impression was done by my wife. I must confess.
当然，很多的时候这些的教导和这些的印象都是我妻子所给他们的。
But I really thank God as I look back. Now they are grown up, like adults.
当然，他们当我回头看的时候，他们现在已经是长大了。
They know how to manage their money and time. Of course, we are all learning in a godly way.
当然他们也知道怎样的来利用管理他们的时间和金钱。
Another thing is about favoritism.
那另外一件事就是那个偏向。
If you have two or more than two children,
如果你有两个孩子的话，或者两个以上的孩子，
be very aware of your natural tendency, who you would favor.
那就是你要非常注意，要小心，就是你的本性，好像你喜欢其中哪一个，更喜欢其中哪一个。
You know, father naturally favors daughter.
我们知道说，父亲呢，常常都是偏向于女儿的。
And mom would favor boys.
那做母亲呢，也许会偏向儿子。
This is just natural.
这个是好像很自然的事。
But because it is natural.
但是因为正是因为是自然的事，
we need to be supernatural to overcome that.
那我们就必须要有超自然的力量来克服这些。
And thank God, God is supernatural.
我们感谢神，因为神是超自然的。
We need to pray to the Lord help, pray for the Lord's help, so we be aware of the problems and overcome it.
所以我们要向神祷告，好像我们能够意识到有这样的事，让我们能够来克服这个。偏心的这个情形。
Years ago, when my daughter was still young, I wasn't even aware of that.
有的时候我们自己都根本就不注意的。很多年之前，我的女儿还是很小的时候。
Indeed, a friend from Hong Kong came to visit our house.
一个朋友从香港来探望我们。
A sister, and before she left,
是一位姊妹，在她走的之前
，she was very frankly advising me.
她很坦白的就是对我说，
You better be careful. Don't show favoritism to your daughter.
他说你一定要小心，不要偏心你的女儿。
It's not good for your son.
他说如果你偏心你女儿的话，对你的儿子是没有益处的。
I was taken by surprise.
我听了以后我觉得很惊奇。
I thought was always fair.
我以为我自己都是非常公平对待的。
But obviously, I wasn't.
那当然了，我其实并不是公平对待。
Otherwise, an outsider, a visitor, wouldn't have noticed that and had the guts to tell me.
不然的话，那个一个客人他不会有观察到这个情形，并且有这个胆量告诉我。
So my wife also shared with me.
所以我的太太也跟我分享。
So we concluded, yes, truly, it is human tendency.
所以我们就有得出这个结论，这是人的这个本性。
That's why we need to pay extra efforts to make sure we don't show favoritism.
所以我们要注意，就是我们在儿女当中不能够有任何的偏心。
Not because he looks like me or his personality is like me, I favor him or her.
不能够因为他长得像我，或者他的个性也像我，所以我就偏心他。
Or he or she achieves better at school, that's why he's always the cream.
或者说他在学校里面的成绩非常的好，所以他一直是好像是做王的。
Why?
为什么呢？
If that's the case, you are not telling or showing, impressing him the unconditional love of God.
因为如果你这样做的话，你就没有给他以身作则的让他看到，就是神那一个无条件的爱。
We are created in the image of God.
我们是照着神的形象被造的。
And God shows no favoritism.
神是没有偏心的。
But because of time, just very quickly, two verses I would like to share.First is Matthew 6:33.
因着时间的关系，我很快跟大家分享两节圣经。一节是马太福音六章三十三节。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
所以你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Impress these words in yourself.
你要把这些话要留在你的心中。
And impress them in your children's hearts.
你也要让这些话存在你儿女的心中。
Seek God's kingdom first.
寻求你们要先求他的国和他的义
and his righteousness.
和他的义
All other things needed will be given us.
所以这些所需要的东西都要嫁给你的。
There are so many things they think they need.
他们想，他们也许他们觉得他们有很多的东西，他们都需要。
Even we adults think we think a lot of, we need a lot of things.
啊，其实有时候我们做成年人的，我们也是觉得我们有很多的需要。
But seek the kingdom and righteousness of God first.
但是要先求他的国和要先求神的国和神的义。
And then secondly, in the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
那第二节圣经是在箴言书。
One of my favorites.
啊，箴言书三章五节。
It has helped me many, many years.
这节圣经也对我很多年来一直有很多的帮助。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。他必指引你的路。
Do you have this trust?
你有没有这样的信靠呢？
Or you lean on your own understanding?
还是你信靠依靠你自己的聪明和知识？
Acknowledge him in everything you do.
你是不是在凡事上认定他呢？
Will you help and teach your children to acknowledge God in everything they do?
你是不是这样的教导你的孩子们，让他们在一切的事上都认定主？
So to conclude.
So,作为一个结束，
you know, raising a child or children is a divine task.
养育孩子是一件是一个非常神圣的一个的任务。
A lot of hard work.
有很多的需要付出很多的努力。
Painstaking.
有时候也是非常的艰难的。
But the good thing is.
但是益处是
it will pay off.
最终会有一个回报。
If we humble ourselves.And trust the Lord to raise our children in a godly way.
如果我们能够谦卑我们的自己，信靠神，用神的以神的方法来教育我们的孩子的话，
the Lord will bless our families.
那神要祝福我们的家。
Not just for your families.
不是你的，不单单只是你的家。
But for God's family.
是为着神的家。
And your family will be light and salt in this world.
那你的家也会成为这个世上的盐和光。
Shining a star in this crooked and depraved generation.
在这个在这个邪恶悖逆的世代，好像明光照耀。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们天上的父，我们为着你的话感谢你。
We thank you for giving us families.
我们也感谢你赐给我们家庭。
We know that you have called us to be your witnesses in this world.
我们知道你呼召我们要来在这个世上成为你的见证。
I pray that you will help us.
我们祷告说你能求你帮助我们。
Give us the vision from above.
让给我们从天上来的意象。
So we know how to conduct properly.
好叫我们知道怎样的行事为人。
How to be a faithful servant of you.
好叫我们知道怎样成为你忠实的仆人。
In our families and in God's family.
在我们的家中也在神的家中。
May you be glorified.
愿你被愿你得着一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.